Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, is standing down for the water cooler conversation. And there's a woman, Jill, that I think led quite a life. She's 96 years old, and she was actually a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, wow.
And so that in and of itself is impressive.
She's like a superstar.
She is. And what happened was she grew up in Austria, and she was forced to flee to Switzerland in the early days of World War II to avoid persecution. And she spent years in a refugee camp. And then after the war, she and her husband relocated, of all places, to Hollywood.
Huh.
And they had to start their new life from scratch. And her name is Inga Ginsburg. And she was able to begin a career in the music industry. And she composed songs for some of the most popular singers of the time, such as Nat King Cole, Doris Day, and Dean Martin. But soon, she tired of Hollywood life. And, you know, who wouldn't?
Right.
I mean, after a while, it's like, you've been in a refugee camp.
Yeah, you went from one extreme to the other.
Right, you go here and it's like, oh, you people are all superficial. And actually, that's what she said. She said, it was all fake, so I left.
Yeah, it is totally all fake.
You know, and whenever you've lived through, like, the Holocaust, you're not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
So you look at it and you go,
what else?
Yeah, all right, y'all are fake. I keep it real. But she continued to write lyrics and poetry in her old age. But she grew frustrated with the fact that she no longer had much of an audience. And so here it is, Jill. It's very much for real, because it may be the greatest headline that you'll hear all year. 96-year-old Holocaust survivor is a lead vocalist of a death metal band.
Very nice.
Yes.
Look at her. I wonder if she was at that festival we talked about.
The other day we talked about the festival in Germany. You got to figure, I mean, if she's...
Maybe that's why those guys were going out there to see her.
It could be, because we had the story the other day of two old men from a nursing home that escaped and were found...
They were old dudes,
yeah,
right?
Found it, I would assume, if they're in a nursing home.
Right.
And what happened was Pedro de Silva, he's a frequent musical collaborator, read some of her work and told her, hey, this sounds like death metal. And despite being in her 90s, she decided to form a metal band with Pedro.
Good for her.
And they took the name the Tritone Kings, with Inga handling lyric and music writing duties, Pedro, the rest of the band, writing the music. Yeah. So,
very good.
Yeah. So
look at her go.
This new creative outlet allowed Inga to spread her message to a whole new audience.
So you never know what's going to happen in life.
See, this is the, and this isn't somebody, here's the thing, is that this isn't somebody that did this and, oh, this is a cute story because they performed in Piedmont or something. And like, so, but she's a 96-year-old Holocaust, so we're going to make a big deal about it. No.
She's legit.
Well, yeah, because they've taken part in various competitions such as Switzerland's Got Talent and America's Got Talent.
Oh, very nice. I've probably seen her then.
There's a good
I
chance.
I always watch that show.
Well, yeah, and their songs have thousands of views online. You can check it out, Jill. Tritone Kings. I'll give you a link, and you can go look for it and see the 96-year-old death metal singer. I mean, it's just like you just can't get any more inspiring than that.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I see. And the whole reason I bring this up is that I see your future, Jill.
Yeah, I could be in a metal band.
I think you could. I think you'd be a
good
heavy...
to know. After I retire, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. No, I think you should start on it now. Start working your way toward that and just go, you know what?
Start writing music.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, it's death metal. I mean, come on. You could write that, Jill.
How hard can it be?
Well, I figure you've had some experiences in life.
I have. Not probably so, death metal.
Jill, don't sell yourself short. I think some of these have been pretty interesting. And I think if you put it to some metal, that you could work well into your 90s singing. And we'll just,
excellent.
All right. Well, we'll see how it works out. I'm going to reserve the website now.
Perfect.
And I'm not sure, Jill Death Metal or something like that. So I'm going to work on it, but then we'll figure it out. All right. That's a look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.